this.
It's time for Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet.
I don't know.
Yes, Tools of the Trade, brought to you by Music Planet. Big sale at Music Planet at the moment. Get on down there and find a friend in electricity.
In electricity?
Or maybe you want to buy a drum kit, I don't know.
In electricity, a friend, like a piece of electrical music equipment. Well, a grand piano is not electrical. A recorder is not electrical.
Look, it's not about us right now.
I feel like you're discriminating against all the like wind instruments.
Nobody's buying those pianos. Also, nobody's tuning pianos these days because it's like a dying craft.
You need to stay positive. People can still get into that if they're really into it.
Keep it posy?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Hey, we should introduce our guest. We're here with Stephen Riley. How do I know you? We've done a couple of gigs together, haven't we?
Yeah, we did some gigs. I think it was last year sometime.
Yeah, in Lucha Lounge. I knew I had a kindred spirit because I looked at your pedal board and it was quite massive at the time. You were playing bass.
Yeah.
You've brought up a very nice Gibson guitar, all wood.
Yes.
And a nice little nuggety bunch of pedals. For which project is this relative to?
This is my latest project, Dayglow Rocks, which I'm doing with my friend Mark. We're a two-piece, mm-hmm. Running a bunch of pedals and two guitars and backing tracks.
Okay, take us through the effects chain that you've got here.
Right, so the beginning of it, of course, is a tuner.
Gotta have a tuner. It's the Boss Chromatic tuner. Shout out Boss Chromatic tuner, you do a good job.
Works every time. Then what I'm jamming into after that is going into a CS3. So I'm using a compressor sustainer.
That's another Boss pedal, John. Same. They all come in kind of a similar shape, these Boss pedals. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is a blue one.
Industry standard, all four.
Yeah, it is. And all sorts of cats use it, like Nels Klein, and apparently Daft Punk use it. I don't know. who knows what they use, really. And then I jam into a Tube Screamer.
Right, can I just shout out this Tube Screamer? That is one of the oldest Tube Screamers I've ever seen. Anybody knows what we're talking about here? It's the Ibanez. It's a green pedal you would have seen in Overdrive before, but this is a very old one. Like, is this Mark One? What is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's 79, but it's pretty close to.
The rabbit hole with these is quite deep. They've had so many incarnations. This one here, John's green one, mate. Does that take your fancy? John's giving it the nice squinty eye. And then where do you go from there, the Overdrive?
Then I jam into a muff, so Tube Screamer into the muff.
Big muff, featured on Tools of the Trade early back in the day. Silicon fuzz pedal,
is
classic.
Is that a Russian one?
No, it's not.
This is an American one, yeah, and it's big, and it's squishy. They feel squishy when you jam them.
It's kind of like a massive piece of sheet metal that's just been folded, folded up with really glorious large knobs. Kind of interesting how you're going fuzz after Overdrive, I've got to say.
Yeah, I have couple of reasons for that, and that's because one of them is that I'm going into this musket fuzz.
Right. When you ripped that out, I was like, I've heard really good things about these musket fuzz pedals. Who actually makes these?
That's a blackout effect.
Blackout effects, yeah.
And I actually used to black it out so nobody knew what I had on stage.
That's a real Jack White move. He goes and paints all his pedals like gold, and everyone's like, what's he using?
He uses a CS3.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck him. Busted.
Yeah. Oh, and before that, I actually overlooked. I rock into this MXR Analog Chorus.
It's nice. Is that a new one?
Yeah. It's brand spanking. Really lovely piece. One of the main people who uses it is Slash.
Oh, wow.
It's not why I bought it.
Yeah. And lastly, all into a Holy Grail Electro Harmonics Reverb.
This is tasty.
Should we just turn something on?
Yeah, should we make some noise?
Yeah, this is a Tube Screamer by itself.
Yeah, the Tube Screamer by itself is interesting because it's really creamy. Super loud.
Wow, that is a lot of melt in that. It's very round sounding Tube Screamer.
It's
not as angry as I'm used to.
Yeah, usually like a TS9 would be more like the marble floor when you stand on it in the morning when it's cold, but this just looks like the marble floor.
Well put.
So,
hey, let's hear that chorus just because so people know a chorus effect.
Yeah, chorus is an interesting one. So this one, it almost sounds like a vibe. It's got this.
Chorus chorus, just for ladies and gents that don't know the principle of chorus, it's essentially a delay effect set really close. I think it's pioneered by the Beatles because John Lennon was lazy and didn't want to double track vocals.
Yeah, true, John. Yeah, this is the particular chip that's in here. It's a Bucket Brigade chip.
Oh, nice analog.
So, yeah, real nice analog chip that came out in 69. So,
I'm just going to curveball now. I'm just going to hit this musket fuzz and see what happens. Right on. I've heard really good things about that. Fuzz pedals are large and varied, and I have heard that that is a very nice fuzz pedal. And you say it plays well with bass as well?
I blew up a nice bass rig with it.
Sorry, guy. Yeah. And so everybody knows what a reverb is.
Yeah. Well, this reverb, Tom York uses this one in particular. At least, I don't know what song he uses on it. It's got a really nice shimmer in it. When you take it right to the edge, it then becomes this sort of feeling like you're in a cavernous chamber.
Very glorious.
Yes. But one very interesting thing about it is that I can use it along with the distortion pedals, and then I can get these very long sustains on it without having a very sustaining guitar. So you throw it on. Ends up going forever.
Right, rad. And actually, we missed out. There's a digital delay right on the end as well, Boss digital delay.
Yeah, it's a DD6. This one I really enjoy because it has tricks in it, and when it's on, it's got like kind of a nice slapback for getting that shimmer. But then if I press and hold,
that shit's for life.
Yeah, just keeps going.
Rad. Hey, I'm going to slip around the other side of the desk. Do you want to just let us know how you came to these pedals for this particular project that you're working on at the moment?
Absolutely. Well, the reason what we're trying to achieve in this particular project is something a little bit different. We're trying to go for this kind of 80s revival thing, which is why I end up going for this analog chorus, because it's very vibrato-y.
Nice.
And that, along with the compressor sustainer, I get some really nice chords, like ways to do chords. That whole idea of
very pretty,
that underwater sort of sounds.
Nice.
And you know, when you have bands that were using this particular style, like the Police, they were doing that sort of stuff,
and they just let it sit almost like a synth pad. Yeah,
that sort of stuff is really, it's cute, you know, and it's kind of a tell.
So you're trying to be nice in this project.
Yeah, I'm trying to be cute with it. And most of the tracks, we run a lot of modulation on them.
What's this track that you've given us is Sea Change. What features in this one?
Tube Screamer, for sure. That's most of the guitar sound is the Tube Screamer running through a Vox.
That would be your distortion foundation.
Yeah, every time I would probably run that in the background.
I should explain to people.
Yes.
Most musicians will have like a distortion that is like their bass sound, and then other sounds kind of cascade into that. Like a lot of the time, that'll be, if you're a purist, you'll have an amp head that'll give you that distortion that you want. But in a lot of cases these days, it's pedals because amp heads are bloody expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're always changing. You're not always dragging around a big tube head with you. Should we play this jam?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
So this is Stephen's band. This is Day Glory Rocks with Sea Change. We'll come back for a little more.
Save us, save us, save us.
What a magnificent tune. That's
a bloody beaut.
Sea Change by Dayglo Rocks. You can find that on Bandcamp of all places.
We've got the lead guitarist in the room right off the bat, Steve. I know you wanted to tell us about your pedal combinations, but I want to talk about your pedal board.
Sure.
It's it looks like a suitcase that you got from Supertrash. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's been in the family for years. It's an heirloom.
Is it? And you were saying you like to swap and change around so it helps not have the Velcro on the bottom of the pedals. You can just, because there's some pedals here just sitting sideways. That's a tuner. Yeah. So really don't need to hit that all the time, do we?
Yeah, that's right. That's always like there.
That actually kind of leads on to a question John wanted to ask. Obviously, this guitar holds tune quite well. It's a very nice guitar.
Yeah, you've walked in. It's caught my eye. It's the one thing that has caught my eye this evening. It is a magnificent looking guitar. Why don't you tell us about exactly what it is and how'd you get it?
Well, it's a Gibson The Paul, which is a very interesting beast. Born in 1979.
Wow.
They were in production for 2 years, and or maybe three. And what happened to this guitar, I picked it up in Tin Pan Alley in London, and it was a lovely, I just sat down and picked it up, and the guy said, "What do you want to take it for?" And I said, "Oh, 700 quid. And he was like, I was like, okay, that was the day that I had to buy it.
You just start backing out of the room slowly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it's got some good stories. It's been around the world with me, so.
And it's obviously served you well.
Yeah.
It's a lovely naked wood color, ladies and gentlemen. If we could describe it, it'd be kind of look like if a pine tree just decided to be a guitar one day.
Yeah. It's quite heavy as well.
Yeah, it's a mahogany, but it doesn't have.
These poles are. Generally.
Yeah, it doesn't have the maple top, so it's a little bit lighter than usual. But the good thing about it is it's got a more jazzy sound, and this is what allegedly Les Paul wanted the Les Paul to be.
If you listen to Les Paul play the guitar, it's one, it's mental, he's so awesome, but two, yeah, he's a very jazz player.
Yeah, 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 very jazz.
So, lastly, probably one of the strangest things that struck me about your setup is the overdrive goes into two fuzz.
Yeah, so let's muck with that, because it's noisy and fun. Whole bunch of milk to it.
It does.
And when you run this guy together with the breakup at the end, it does this lovely thing.
Oh, right. A really nice. So you're sort of simulating transistor tube flapping and compression, which is, yeah, that is the gold cream tone to get to.
That's right.
How can I describe fuzz to people? Fuzz is a little hairier, whereas overdrive is a bit more round sounding. So I guess you're adding sort of hair to a nice round sounding old tube screamer.
Yeah, it's kind of, when you've got enough pickup going into it, it can really make it hone. But by itself, they can actually just end up sounding just really... just muddy.
I was just saying off air that Jay Maskus uses a Big Muff right at the end of his chain to kind of just control everything, and it's his last sort of degree of melt. And and look, he knows what he's fucking doing. So
I'm sure of that.
Hey, lastly, when will Dago Rocks be performing next? Or how can people? What's your vibe? All that.
We're on. We're actually playing with Dirty Pixels on Thursday night at Golden Dawn. I believe it's a free gig. So if anyone's not going to steal Steve Gunn, come on down and check it out. Dirty Pixels are really cool. They're think you guys have been playing quite a bit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they've been on the playlist.
Yeah, really good. So yeah, if anyone wants to hear it all.
And your is Dago Rocks on Facebook or?
Yes, Dago Rocks is on Facebook and on Bandcamp. Just do a search.
That lovely Sea Change song we played was on Bandcamp. Go ahead and get some, ladies and gents. Thank you so much for coming in, Steve. Such a pleasure.
Hey, anytime, man. Thanks very much.
And thank you very much to Music Planet, of course. As Big Hungry said at the start of the segment, they're having a massive sale. So if some of those toys sound like
I really want to go buy one of those synths, one of those Minilogs. They've got a great synthesizer collection at Music Planet.
Do you think they would let you get a grand piano on credit with your earnings at BFM?
Do you know what? If the grand piano has wheels, us trying to get it up to BFM would be quite a Lipton ad.
Two things where you need to steal: a grand piano and the Rhinic clock from King's Arms. Hey, thanks, Music Planet.
That was tools of the trade thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in-store or at musicplanet.co.nz.